The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 about how God changes us when we come to know Christ as our Savior. And I hope you'll join us today as we open the Scripture and consider His Word. I want to remind you about our website real quick at considerhisword.org. Considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there. One thing particularly you'll find there is a link that says contact us. We would love to hear from you. If you click on that link and just send us a note about where you're hearing the broadcast today, we would appreciate that so much. And if you would send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. They're absolutely free. They won't cost you anything at all. And I'll make you this promise. I'm not going to send you a whole bunch of email. I'm not going to fill up your mailbox with requests for money. We just don't do that. It'll be a simple transaction. Give us an address. We'll send you the prayer journal. You pray for us. We'll pray for you as well and get your prayer journal in the mail. Now, several ways you can get it. Through the website, again, considerhisword.org. Email me directly, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or you can just simply write to us, as many of you do. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And I want to mention this also, because I hardly ever say anything about this, but maybe I should mention it more often. But we do have a Facebook page. If you follow on Facebook, you can just go there and put in Consider His Word Ministries, and we should pop up. I think we're the only one there by that name. And just like the page, and you'll hear from occasional announcements and about broadcasts and things like that. So go like us on Facebook. I don't hardly ever talk about that, but we do have that Facebook page. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We've been talking about how Jesus changes us. We don't change ourselves. He changes us. And I want to remind you, you can go back and hear all of the messages in this series at the website. Again, considerhisword.org, and they'll all be there. I'm not sure how long this series will go, but you can go and hear all the previous broadcasts in this series. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Christ changes us, and we were talking before about how, first of all, he changes our heart. We saw in Exodus 36 where he takes out of us that old stony heart, and he gives us a new heart, a heart of flesh. He also said he would give us the Spirit of God that dwells in us, the indwelling Spirit of God that Christ promised to us in John chapter 14. But I want to move on to something else today, and I hope I can get through all of this today because this is so important. So our heart is changed by faith. When we trust Christ as our Savior, all through the New Testament, when it talks about knowing Christ and following Christ, it has to do with faith, trusting Him. In fact, one time one of the disciples said it very directly, "Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Are you trusting Him? Do you know Him? If not, then you can trust Him right now To trust Him means to fully rely on Him and put your faith in Him. Faith in what? Faith in the resurrection. It's what the Scripture says, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Even Jesus talked about trusting Christ. Remember John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. It comes down to trust. Our heart is changed by faith. But then there is also a change that takes place in our mind. And I think our mind is changed through repentance. And it's important that you understand what I mean by repentance. You know, we were taught way back when that when we talked about repentance, it meant to be sorry for your sin. Well, be sorry for your sin. Well, the truth is, without the conviction of the Holy Spirit, most people are not sorry for their sin. And in some cases, you could even say they were glad in their sin. It's a sad thing, but when we come to Christ and we repent of our sin, there is a change that has to take place in our mind. Repentance means to turn around. And it's so important to our salvation that we turn around. We turn away from that old life and begin to follow Jesus Christ in obedience to Him, serving Him, glorifying Him, living for Jesus instead of living for self. You see, that's the difference. Before we get saved, it's all about me. It's all about what I do and what I can accomplish. But when you trust Christ, it becomes about Him. And in repentance, we turn away from that old life. We turn away from that sin to follow the Lord. It means to make a U-turn, to turn from our life of sin to a life of living to Jesus. And in that repentance, I want you to notice that there's a change in our mind. Now, I want to spend some time in Ephesians chapter 4 because, again, here Paul really describes this and defines it for us as he did in Ezekiel 36 about the changed heart. Here, I believe in Ephesians 4, he teaches us about repentance and what kind of change should take place. This is an incredible passage of Scripture. I'm going to start reading in verse 17, and I'm going to read a lot here today. And we may kind of take a few breaks here and there and stop and make a few comments, but we're going to spend a lot of time today here in Ephesians chapter 4. So get over there and find your scripture there. Beginning at verse 17, Paul said, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity or emptiness of their mind." Now, when he's talking about Gentiles, particularly, he's talking about unbelievers. Now, he goes on and say, having their understanding darkened and being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness. Boy, there's your word. To work all cleanness with greediness. Now, what Paul is saying here is this is what that you don't walk this way, that this is the way you used to walk. In the vanity, the emptiness of your mind, alienated from God, separated from God, not wanting to have anything to do with God at all. And he called it through the ignorance that is in them. That's not an insult. He just simply means that they don't know. They don't know Christ because of the blindness of the heart, because of that old stony heart that we were talking about before. And they've given themselves over to lasciviousness. Now, lasciviousness here means that you live just any way that you want to. And I'm sure maybe this describes you or maybe somebody that you know. We see it around here. People that just do what they want, when they want, how they want. Family doesn't matter. Christ doesn't matter. The law doesn't matter. They just do whatever they want without regard to any consequence, without regard to any kind of guideline or direction. Scripture, they just do what they want to do. Now, here's the change in verse 20. You have not so learned Christ. This is not how you live for God. It's not how you live for Christ. If so be that you heard of him and been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off. Here goes the change. Old things are passed away. You put off concerning the former conversation, the former way that you live, the old way. He calls it here, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. And here it is. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. When we trust Christ, not only is our heart changed, our mind is changed. So he says, we put off the old man. Now in verse 24, that you put on the new man. What's the difference? Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. There you go. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation. Now here we go. Here's the description. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for are members of one another. You quit lying. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. You don't lose your temper. Neither give place to the devil. Before we know Christ, the devil has the whole place, doesn't he? Now he goes on, let him that stole, he says, steal no more. Quit stealing. But rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good that he may have to give to him that needs. I think about all the pictures we've seen recently in the news of people going into stores and just taking whatever they want. And here, Paul is saying, if any man be in Christ, he's not going to steal anymore like he used to. Instead, he's going to labor. You know, basically, verse 28 comes down to this. Quit stealing, get a job, and help. Quit stealing, get a job, so you can give. Verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Our language changes. But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Now listen to this, verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. We see that change again here between verse 31 and 32. You get rid of all those hard feelings, that bitterness, trying to get even with somebody. I saw somebody the other day said, you know, when you try to get even with somebody, do you really want to try to be even with that, with them? No, you don't try to get even. You let that bitterness go. You let that anger go. You let that wrath go. And you begin to forgive. When we know Christ, in repentance, he changes our mind.
Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.